and I resigned from the paper, but I just said I'd go quietly. But last week was such a terrible example of this. BBC Panorama's investigation into the into HSBC's Swiss banking arm was just not really covered in the Telegraph. It got 6 powers on sort of bottom of page 2 on the second day, nothing on the first day, and 7 powers lost in the business section on page 3. This I just found, as a journalist, it makes you feel sick.
But you could argue that your editorial judgment's different from your boss's.
Well, that is right, and I do think that the Telegraph, therefore, has some explanation to do. They put out a statement yesterday saying that my article was basically a tissue of lies, that there were no breaches between the advertising and the editorial. If that is so, and they need to come out and explain what were the editorial guidelines being used, which justified that HSBC story.
Does a newspaper have to justify its editorial guidelines?
If it wants to answer my charge that there has been a breach between advertising and editorial, they need to show what were the editorial guidelines.
Right, and so you want an independent review.
I was saying to you beforehand, the Telegraph must now call an independent review. It can't be done by the chief executive. He's been running the show. We need an independent outsider to come in and do a full assessment of the relationship between advertising and editorial.
You suggested somebody like Charles Moore, who himself
Charles
Moore,
man of undoubted total integrity, total respect. So Fraser Nelson, the editor of The Spectator, would be another person.
Spectator also owned by the Barclay Brothers.
It's also owned, but nobody questions Fraser Nelson's integrity. Now, or his judgment. Now, I there are big questions also for HSBC. There's a stunning revelation in The Guardian today that HSBC put its advertising quotes on pause last week when negotiations were going on about The Guardian's investigation into what was going on in the Swiss banking arm. Now, the HSBC did the same thing with The Telegraph. There's a pattern developing here that when HSBC was being investigated, the advertising dries up. It looks to an outsider very much as if it is using advertising as a tool to suppress free speech.
All right, but
and they need to explain why they suspended their advertising in The Guardian last week and in The Telegraph 3 years
ago. All right, let's be quite clear, though, what you are saying and what you are alleging. Is it that The Telegraph decided not to run the HSBC story in case HSBC cancelled its advertising with The Telegraph, or that The Telegraph was actually threatened in some way by HSBC and told, carry that story and you're out?
Well, I think that's why The Telegraph must carry out an independent review. There's huge questions. For instance, there's a very brave banking correspondent, Harry Wilson, who wrote a story about HSBC. It was pulled off the website.
For The Telegraph.
Yeah, for The Telegraph. It was pulled off the website a few hours later. Now, why was it pulled off the website? Who made that decision? Did it follow pressure from HSBC? Did HSBC demand that it was pulled off? How high up HSBC does this go? Does this go up to the chief executive? There's an extraordinary episode when The Telegraph was negotiating with HSBC following our excellent investigation into their Jersey accounts, when the Barclay Brothers lawyers apparently got involved. I put a question to The Telegraph yesterday. What were the Barclay Brothers lawyers doing getting involved in these negotiations? It's totally irregular.
Well, let me tell you what they said. We tried, obviously, to talk to The Telegraph. They don't want to talk to us. They're not putting up any interviews. But they did say, and you know this because they sent it to you, the distinction between advertising and our award-winning editorial operation has always been fundamental to our business. We utterly refute any allegations to the contrary.
Well, that takes us back to the first point I made. If their editorial judgment is unaffected by advertising, they must explain what editorial judgment it is which has led them to downplay HSBC's negative stories about HSBC over the last 2 years.
On that basis, those people might say, well, every newspaper should explain and justify every story.
This doesn't only happen at The Telegraph, I should think, although I don't see it happening nearly as badly elsewhere. If they want to trash what I wrote yesterday, though, they need to come out and explain what the editorial judgment was that allocated 6 piles at the bottom left of page 2 to the HSBC story last Tuesday. And 7 piles deep in the business section on Wednesday.
Do you reckon the Telegraph, and other papers for that matter, but the Telegraph we're talking about can survive in the digital world?
Absolutely they do. They can. Look, most people listening to this programme buy newspapers, love newspapers. Something about the sheer physicality of them. The idea that, the digital age is going to come and wipe them all away is nonsense. But it will do if papers betray the trust their readers give them. And the Telegraph readers are being... A fraud is being perpetrated on Telegraph readers who buy the paper expecting to get the news and instead get something which gives... the impression that it's been vetted by the advertising department.
All right. Well, as I say, if somebody from the Telegraph wants to come on and reply to that, they are very welcome to do so. Peter Obon, many thanks.